This is Near FM
90.3.
And on the line now, I have Brian Gavin, who is Senior Youth Officer with Feroige. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the Youth Citizenship Awards, but before that, would you tell the listeners about Feroige, what it's all about?
Yeah, Feroige is we're a national youth development organisation, so we work with young people from the age of 10 to 18 in a variety of settings. So we work with young people in a community setting in terms of our volunteer youth groups, our Feroige clubs. These are all over the country. We have about 600 of them nationally. In Dublin alone, we would have over 80 Feroige clubs, which is in most communities now at this stage. We, as I said, Feroige is about youth development, so it's about giving young people the opportunities to learn and develop their own skills and to get involved in various kinds of activities and opportunities. So we work with all types of young people from all backgrounds. So everyone has something that they can gain and benefit from being involved in Feroige. So really, Feroige is about meeting the needs of young people to try and, I suppose, to cater for whatever they're interested in. A lot of our clubs are run by volunteers, so we train our volunteers to be able to run clubs locally in local communities, so that, as I said again, everybody can get something from it, and Feroige can actually be everywhere. And this can be done through our volunteer network and getting volunteers involved in setting up groups and working with young people in that setting. So it really is about young people developing their own core skills and providing, I suppose, a place for them to meet with their peers and to get involved in different types of activities.
Yeah, and it's a huge organisation, and I believe you're around since 1952. It's a long time.
Yeah, we are indeed. Yeah. Been around quite a while. We would have originally, I suppose, been more of a rural organisation. That's where the roots of the organisation would have come from. So our first club was started down in County Kilkenny in Mooncoyne in 1952, and obviously the organisation has grown quite significantly over those six decades. But we're now national, so we're in every county in Ireland. We have a presence in every county, and we are working with over 50,000 young people on an annual basis in through our network of clubs, youth services, projects, and we've over 5,000 volunteers as well, so, and 400 staff. So it's quite a big organisation, and it's in every area of the country now, which is great.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. So we'll move on now to this for the Youth Citizenship Awards. What's this all about?
So the Youth Citizenship Awards the program has been around in Feroige for about 40 of our over 60 years. So again, this program is very well established and very well rooted in terms of Feroige's fabric. We have been lucky enough over the past number of years to have significant support and sponsorship from ALDI for this. So now they're known as the ALDI Feroige Youth Citizenship Program. So the citizenship program is about young people taking an active role in their community and being active citizens in their local community or society. It's about identifying needs in their communities and then organising some kind of practical action to respond to the need that they've found. So really getting out there into the local area, identifying a need of something that maybe that needs changing or that needs to be highlighted, something practical that they as a group of young people feel that they can make a change in. And the program then it's based on three elements. So the first one is awareness, so becoming aware of an issue in the local community and then taking action to deal with the issue. And then the final part is evaluating the outcome, I suppose, or the effectiveness of what they have done. So it really is a great way for young people, I suppose, to get connected to the community, but also to become a little bit more socially aware of their community and of issues that might be going on in their area, and then identifying, I suppose, what they think they could achieve, what they could, you know, they as a group of young people could do by joining forces, taking on a project, and doing something for the benefit of others in their community.
And you mentioned groups. Is this only open to groups or clubs, or can if someone?
It's open to anybody really. So it is for Feroiga groups, but it's also open to groups outside of Feroiga as well. So really, any organisation or any young person can get involved in this programme. It can be done as a group or it can be done as an individual. We have different categories within the awards. So one person can take on to do something, or a group of three or four, or a group of 20 or more can take on, you know, to do a project. So depending on what the project is, and I suppose the interest levels that are among the group, but it is open to everybody.
Now,
I was just going to say, it culminates, I suppose, in a big award ceremony then, which this year is on the 21st of April in City West. And that's just an opportunity for all of the people who have done a citizenship project over the course of the year to showcase and highlight what they have done. And it's a real kind of good opportunity for everybody to kind of see the work that's been done and the positive, I suppose, work that's been done by young people all across the country.
Could you maybe give our listeners an example maybe of a local issue, maybe what type of local issues that they could be responding to?
Yeah, I suppose it varies from community to community, but it can be anything from, you know, we would always say it's not about the size of the project, it's really about the how and the impact, you know, so how they go about doing it and the learning that they can get from doing this project. But a couple of examples, I suppose, of ones that would have participated in last year's awards would be, certainly in the North Dublin area, we had a group from Mohini that there was a local nursing home in their community, and the young people, I suppose, felt that there was no connection between maybe the young and the old in the community, and they wanted to maybe do something. So they decided that they'd go in and contact the nursing home to see if there's something that they could do, or if they could visit some of the residents in the nursing home. So they got to go ahead to do that, and they went in and just had some chats with them, and some of them played music, and they went in and they sang for certain groups, and they ran bingo sessions with some of the residents there, and then some of the female residents loved getting their nails done, and some of the girls in the Feroiga club in Rohini went in and did their nails for them, and you know it opened up that channel of communication between the young and the old. They learned so much from it. I think the residents got a lot from the young people going in, but the young people themselves got just as much, if not more, from talking to the residents of the nursing home. That's one example, I suppose, and that's an ongoing project. They continue to do that. Other examples then would be getting involved maybe at the local tidy towns, or even taking on to adopt a patch themselves in the local community, where the club or the group would go out every so often and pick up litter, and or they might identify that there's a need for maybe more bins in the area, and they would try to lobby to get more bins put into the area based on what they've discovered through their research, that, you know, there's a lot of litter here because there isn't enough bins in it, and they could maybe write to the local authority or to the local councillors about that. So that's what another group would have done. Healthy eating is another one that they do, are around health and well-being, I suppose. So another group would have set up a safe walking route in their local community, and this is called a path to health. So again, identifying and mapping out a route in their community where it was safe to walk, and setting out different routes from 1 kilometre all the way up to 5 kilometres. So again, that was something that was going to benefit everybody in the community and get people out walking together, and that obviously has a knock-on effect in terms of everyone's health and well-being as well. So they're just a couple of examples, I suppose, of some of the projects that have happened in the past.
And they sound like great initiatives. And if there's somebody out there now and are listening and they have spotted a local issue that they want to help out with. How do they go about doing it?
All the information around the programme is on Fruaga's website, which is just fruaga.ie, and there's a section there around youth citizenship, so they can just click on that and they will get all the information that they need in terms of how to go about taking on a project. Obviously, for this year, we're coming towards the end of the deadline, I suppose, for receipt of applications and receipt of projects. So that's happening on the 26th of March, and then we have our awards on the 21st of April. So there's a bit of work there in terms of getting the projects in and getting them marked and getting them judged and all of that. So, but certainly, you know, if somebody does have an idea and they don't get the chance to enter it this year, you can work on a project for a whole year, or you can do it. You can do it now and put it forward for next year's awards as well. But it's all about the process, really, and how you get the young people involved in it and the outcomes and the learning that really they can get from being involved in it. It really is a great opportunity, I suppose, for young people to promote the positive and the really good work that they can do. I'm sure your listeners are aware that a lot of young people do not get positive recognition for a lot of things, or they might get a lot of negative press, but this is one opportunity where they can really show the good that they can do and really promote the positivity of young people and what they can do and the impact they can have on their communities.
That is a fantastic initiative, and it's great for the young people to actually receive an award for helping the community.
Yeah, you know, and it's not so much about the end result of the award, but it is the opportunity where, you know, last year we had over 200 projects on display in City West last year, and just to see that and to see the groups and the young people excited about what they've achieved, showcasing what they've done, talking so passionately about the learning that they got from it. And, you know, the outcome then was secondary to all that, really, you know, that, but really just to show the outcome and the positive impact, I suppose, that they felt that their project had on it. And to see that under one roof and to have a couple of thousand people there walking around and to be able to see all the different projects and talking to each other and all that, you know, the impact of that was huge.
Is there a specific age or an age limit on this, or...?
No, as I say, anybody from the age of 10 upwards to 18, so that's the age range that Fruaga work with, and the programme is open to that age range, so anybody within that. And there's different categories, as I said, for the awards. So we'd have junior categories, we'd have the older categories, and we have the individual categories as well as the group ones.
Yeah, so it's open to all people.
Absolutely.
Aged 10
to
18.
And they don't have to be part of a Fruaga group. As I say, it is open to external groups, and we would encourage any groups out there that are working with young people in any capacity to, it's just something really good and beneficial that they can bring and get their young people involved in, you know. I suppose a lot of young people don't feel that they can make any contribution to their local communities, and they feel that it really is down to adults to do things, but this just gives them the opportunity to see that any person, particularly a young person, can do really good things within the community. And in fact, I think young people sometimes are better than adults at doing it, because adults, we like to talk about things a lot, but young people seem to go into action a lot quicker and they get things done. So it really is just a great way to kind of start the process of being involved actively in their community.
Yes, and that age group, they have great energy for getting out and getting things done.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a great way for them to, you know, in terms of teamwork and bonding with their own group, and I suppose finding out, exploring their own skills as well. A lot of young people that get involved in these things, they really find out things about themselves as well, and things that they're good at that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have been able to tap into. So, and find out what they're passionate about, you know, and even from their values and stuff. It has so many benefits, this program, for the young people that get involved in it, you know. So it really is something I think that every young person should do.
Yeah, I recently interviewed a school, young people from a school, and they're a member of the board of management, and they were doing a beach cleanup, and I spoke to them afterwards, and they were so fulfilled and so happy with the results of their beach cleanup. It's fantastic, and as you say, things can be very fulfilling for these young people.
Absolutely. And I suppose the other thing about that is that if young people take pride in their own local areas and in their communities, and they take on a role or a task like that of getting involved in a beach cleanup, they're taking more ownership as well of their area and pride. And if they saw something maybe that would throw rubbish on the beach, that might kind of say, well, look, we put a lot of work into tidying up this beach, and they become more protective of it, I suppose. And, you know, if we can break those cycles and educate people through these programs and get young people more involved and more informed, they do take more pride in their community. And that's what this is all about.
Well, listen, thanks very much, Brian. It's very interesting and it's a great initiative, as I said. And all that information is available on www.ferowegate.ie. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the website. And then, you know, we're on all the usual social media platforms as well. There'll be information on it. But certainly over the next few weeks, citizenship will be... It's going to be the big thing that we're going to be working on over the next couple of weeks. And we do hope that as we get closer to the awards and around the same time as the awards, that it will be... information and I suppose information about the projects will be across the media as well, so hopefully people will be able to get a chance to see some of the great stuff that's happening.
Well, once again, Brian, thank you very much for taking the call. We'll just remind people that the deadline for entry is March 26th, but as you said, it's an ongoing thing and people could be working on a project now and may enter it for next year.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no deadline on when people can start the project, you know. But so the information is always going to be the same. The program is always going to be the same. The content of it. So if there is an interest in it, I'd be encouraging people just to kind of start even thinking about it and having conversations and discussions around it, identifying things perhaps that they could work on over the next couple of weeks or months, and then they'll be in a great position to get involved next year.
Right, Brian, it's been very interesting talking to you, and thank you for that.
No problem, John. Thanks very much.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.